The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija. Sawal kiye jao. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya here with just Michael in the studio today. Regular listeners know that last week was a very fun, very rowdy, very chaotic episode. Michael remembers it well. And this week I decided to have a listener special to just relax and spend the time, spend the hour with my favorite people, the listeners, who never get that rowdy. All right, before we begin, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. On Facebook, our page is Safari Quiz Show. So moms, dads, uncles, aunts, grannies, grandpas, whoever's listening with the kids to the show, please go to Facebook right now and like us on the Safari Quiz Show page. That's one way we have of knowing we have enough listeners, we are popular, we are liked, and so the show can keep going on. So if you want to see the show continue, please go to Facebook and like the Safari Quiz Show page. I promise we won't spam you with unnecessary information if you do. So before we get to the show, I also want to mention our call-in number today because it's a listener special. So everybody will need this number, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Also, the website for our sponsor, Safari Kid, is safarikidca.com, safarikidca.com. If you have a child in preschool age or looking for an after-school program, they have multiple locations over the Bay Area, so that you are sure to find one that's very, very convenient to you. And the email to reach us is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And that's a place to reach us if you want to participate on the show, if you want to just give us feedback about the show or have a category idea for the show. I'm always looking for ideas. So do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail. And before we start, I want to say a big thank you to our one of our prize sponsors, Tinker.com, T-Y-N-K-E-R.com. They offer a terrific way for very young kids to learn computer programming, just the way computational thinking, I think I would, is the way I would put it, computational thinking, because this is a lovely visual programming program that you can use. And the best part is if you go to the site, tynker.com, you can try out some of their puzzles in the out of code section and see whether your child likes it. And that's a good way of trying it out before you buy. Tinker.com. You'll also hear their ad during the break for their summer camp, so to be sure to keep an ear out for that. All right, Michael, are we ready to begin our listener special today?
I am ready.
Are you ready?
I am ready to
answer the questions?
Well, I'll try.
All right. So the category today is alphabets. It sounds very childish, but what I'm basically going to do is ask you some questions, and each question has an answer that's an alphabet. You'll see quickly as we go along. And as usual in listener specials, for those who are listening to a listener special for the first time, we always ask two questions, then go on break. So two questions break, and try to fit in eight questions in the show, in the total show. We always try, the last eighth question is always a little bit of a squeeze. So this time I'm going to be pretty strict about the 10 callers, the first 10 callers. So what we'll do is, because there are two questions in each section, after the first question, I'll give a little bit of a break. We'll talk a little bit, and then we'll ask the second question so that you have a minute to understand that we have now moved on to the second question. Okay, so let's go to our very first question. And the category is alphabet. All right, here we go. Lowest grade you can receive on a test at school. Lowest grade you can receive on a test at school. We're starting out a little bit easy. So let's see how you do. Lowest grade you can receive on a test in school. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
This is Sabina, and I think the answer is an A.
Sabina thinks it's an A.
Hello, okay. This is Sabina, and I think the answer is an A.
A? Sabina thinks it's an A. All right. Let's go. Hi, you're on the air. Lowest grade you can receive on a test at school.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is F.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is
Pooja
and I think the answer is F.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anvi and I think the answer is F.
Is that Anvi or Tanvi?
Anvi.
Thank you, Anvi. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is F.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Gautam Garadia from San Ramon, and I think that the answer is F.
Thank you, Gautam. Welcome to the show. We always love to hear new callers. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Ayushi, and I think the answer is F.
Ayushi, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is F.
Koina, what a lovely name. Thank you, and welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is F.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Turn the radio down and tell me your name.
This is Sabina. I'm sorry. I misheard the question. The answer is actually an F. Sorry.
Thank you, Sabina. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is F.
Thank you, Akansha. So that was the end of the first question, and we're going to move on to the second question in a minute. So if you're still holding on for the first question, remember to turn disconnect and call back. Or if you think you can answer the second question, you can stay on the line. But now I'm going to be asking the second question. This one is the meaning of O when you write XOXO at the end of a letter. The meaning of the letter O when you write XOXO at the end of a letter. Okay, let's see. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti Garola.
Yes, Istuti. What's your answer?
The answer is F.
Oh, Istuti, you're still calling about the first question. We've moved on to the second one. I'll give you an option. It is the meaning of O when you write XOXO at the end of a letter. When you write XOXO at the end of a letter, what is the meaning of the letter O? Okay, you disconnect and call back. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Turn the radio down and answer the question. Hello? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The O means kisses.
Okay. Sabina thinks the O means kisses. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Nikki. Go ahead, Nikki.
And my answer is honey.
Honey. Okay. Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
So, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Pratham, and I think that the answer is kisses.
Kisses.
For O.
Kisses for O. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is hugs.
Akansha thinks it's hugs. Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is hugs.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Ayushi, and I think X is for kisses, and O is for hugs.
Thank you, Ayushi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is hugs.
Thank you, Madhav. And let's see, two more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Lippy. And last caller for question number two. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anvi, and I think the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Anvi. And Anvi was the last caller for question number two. We had a number of different answers for this one. So we are going to come back after the break and tell you what the correct answer was and who got it right and who won from all the correct answers. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya and producer Michael. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, this is the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya here with my producer Michael, and we're doing a special listener special today. So it's just us in the studio and you on the phone on the other side. And we've just done our first round with the first two questions. Let's go and look at the questions. But before we do that, I want to mention something. I want to start a new thing and I want to see if it has the support of all of our listeners. We usually play a song during the break, and it's usually a Bollywood song. They're fun. We enjoy them. But I just realized that we have some really talented kids in our Safari Quiz Show family. All the people who listen, all the people who come and participate. And a lot of you do something in music, singing, playing an instrument. And how cool would it be to have one of your performances being played during our breaks? I would love to hear that. So here's what you have to do if you're interested in having your performance being played on our show. Make sure it's in an MP3 format. No YouTube videos, please. So make sure it's an MP3 format and just email it with the details. If there's a name to the performance and, of course, your name, your age. Even if you have never called in on the show, you're just listening in and you want to just send us something, we would love to have it. And send it to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. It's all one word. And remember, here are the things we need from you, apart from the attachment of the MP3. Your name, your age, and a little bit of a description about what the piece is about. Of course, it's a song. It's sometimes pretty evident, sometimes it's not. So name of the song, or name of the classical piece, or folk piece, or whatever it is. Something that can play on radio. And we would love, love to present the talent that our kids have on the show itself. So I'm going to repeat this. If you just caught the tail end of it, don't worry about it. Just remember, the clearinghouse for anything is the safariquizshow@gmail.com. So you can just write to me and say, what the heck did you just say? Could you just let me know again? And I'll reply to you and let you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. So with that, let's go to the first two questions and the answers. The first question was, lowest grade you can receive on a test at school. I know this seems easy, but I know we have very bright kids listening to the show and they probably never ever got this grade. So it was indeed F, and Sabina who said A in the beginning. I was like, wow. Now, is she telling me this is the lowest grade she ever got on a test at school? I can believe it. I can believe it. But she did call back later with the F. So from all the correct answers, and yes, everybody did get it right, it's an F. The winner is Shivam. All right. Shivam has won before, but he's a loyal listener and calls back every time. So he just increases his chances of winning, and he has won it. So Shivam, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow.com. Mention that this is question number one. And of course, write the question and answer. And you know what to do. Miss Anu will get you the prize. The second one tripped up a lot of people. It was the meaning of O when you write XO, XO at the end of a letter. The meaning of O when you write XO, XO at the end of the letter. A lot of people said it's kisses, but actually O represents a hug. So some people said hug, some people said kisses. The hug is the right one. The kiss, the X is sort of the symbol of the, you can imagine the shape of the lips when they're puckering up, and the O is really symbolizing hands circling the person. So that is why the O means the hugs. And from all the correct answers that we had which said hugs, the winner is Madhav. Woohoo! He is another very regular caller and very lucky person. I think he's taken over from Iknor as the luckiest winner on the Safari Quiz Show. But it's a blind process, so it happens. And Madhav, congratulations, and hope to see you in the studio sometime. So do let us know when you can come back and participate. So you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention question number two, question and the answer. All right, we're ready to begin our third question. So this, in this segment, we're going to do questions 3 and 4. Once again, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's our third question. This alphabet is usually used to signify an unknown quantity in algebra. This alphabet is usually used to signify an unknown quantity in algebra. And we already have somebody on the line. Let's go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. I think the answer is a variable X.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Go. Hello? Hi. Turn the radio down and tell me your name.
Variable X.
And who's this?
My name is Shreya.
Shreya. Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air. Turn the radio down.
My name is Anvi, and I think the answer is X.
Thank you, Anvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is X.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
And my name is Sophie, and the answer is...
Don't keep me in suspense. What's the answer?
Variable X.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik and the answer is X.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is an X.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Ayushi, and I think the answer is X.
Thank you, Ayushi. Hi, you're on the air. Go for it. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Meeta, and I think the answer is X.
Meeta, welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly, and my answer is X.
Thank you, Bubbly. And last two calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my answer is Savina. Oh, sorry, my name is Savina, and the answer is variable.
Variable what? We're talking about alphabet here. I need an alphabet that's usually used to signify an unknown.
The X.
Thank you, Savina. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti Garola.
Istuti? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And your answer is?
And the answer is the variable X.
Thank you, Istuti. And Istuti was the last caller for question number 3. So if you're still calling for question number 3, it's over now. So we're going to move on to question number 4, which is a little bit harder. So be sure that either you know the answer or get off the line and wait to hear the question. Here's question number 4. James Bond gets his cool gadgets from this tech wizard. James Bond gets his cool gadgets from this tech wizard. Remember, the answer is going to be an alphabet. Michael, do you know this one? Yes, Michael knows this one. James Bond gets his... So moms, dads, especially if you're James Bond fans, you know the answer. Help your kids. James Bond gets his cool gadgets from this tech wizard. And we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Kuti and the answer is X.
Oh, Shruti, that was question number 3. We are looking at question number 4 now. So hear the question again and come back and answer this. Okay, we're going to move on to the next call. We are still talking about question number 4 now. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Bottom.
Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is M.
Oh, Gaurav, still we have moved on to question number 4 now. See if you can answer this one. James Bond gets his cool gadgets from this tech wizard. Still looking for an alphabet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is Q.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Kunch and I think the answer is Mr. Q.
What's your name again?
Kunch.
Kunj. Lovely name. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shrey. The answer is M.
M. Okay. Thank you, Shrey. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is Q.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Turn the radio down and tell me your name.
Hello, my name is Nisha and the answer is Q.
Is it Nishi?
Nisha.
Nisha. Thank you, Nisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is Q.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya and the answer is alphabet Q.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Q.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and the answer is Q.
Is that Lisa?
Nisa.
Nisa.
Larissa.
Spell it.
R-I-S-A.
Risa. Got it. Thank you, Risa. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anvi, and the answer is Q.
Thank you, Anvi. And last caller for question number 4. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from Centric Disco, and the answer is Q.
Thank you, Arin. And Arin was the last caller for question number 4. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
kijiye ja, sawal kijiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with the listener special category alphabets. Before the break, we had two questions number 3 and 4. But before we tell you the answers and the winners, I also want to mention again that we're trying to do something different here with the Safari Quiz Show because we have so much talent in the Bay Area especially, but all around the country. I want to encourage kids to send me an MP3 of their performances, whether it's a vocal performance or an instrumental performance. Send it to us and we'll use it during our breaks instead of the Bollywood song. Sometimes maybe if it's a really short one, that's okay too. We will just play a song as well. But we would love, love, love to hear from you. And the way you do it is make sure you convert whatever format it is in into MP3 and then email me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Even if I have one performance, I will be very happy to play it during our next break. So remember safariquizshow@gmail.com, and don't forget to mention a little bit about yourself, whoever's performing. When you send it in, it has to be a child's performance, so please under 18 only. And make sure you mention the child's name, the age, the name of the piece, and even if you want to add some additional information, I will be happy to say that over the air. So safariquizshow@gmail.com, and remember, this is your performance. Got it. Now let's go to question number 3. This one was, alphabet usually used to signify an unknown quantity. The answer was indeed X. And our winner from all the correct answers is Meeta. All right, Meeta, I think you're a new caller. So here's what you need to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Say, I'm the winner of question number 3, which was blah, blah, blah. Alphabet usually used to signify an unknown. The answer is this. Mention your name and give us a contact number to get to you, and we will get a prize to you as soon as possible. So congratulations again. Question number 4. James Bond usually gets his cool gadgets from this tech wizard. James Bond fans know that there are two alphabets in James Bond. There is his boss, M, and there is the gadget maker, Q. And from all the correct answers of Q, the winner is Arin from San Francisco. Woohoo! All right, Arin, you know what to do. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention your question and answer. All right, ready for question number 5. We're now on question number 5. We're still looking for an alphabet answer. Kind of shirt you wear. Kind of shirt you wear. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Kind of shirt you wear. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a T-shirt.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is a T.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anvi, and the answer is T.
Anvi?
Anvi?
Yeah, got it. Thank you, Anvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Karthik, and the answer is T.
T as in what?
T-shirt.
All right. Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Go for it.
My name is Shruti, and the answer is T.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I am a first-time caller. My name is Shreya Hiremath, and the answer is a T-shirt.
Is that Hiremath?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Shreya. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ash, and the answer is T-shirt.
And what's your name again?
Ansh.
Ansh. Welcome to the show, Ansh. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is T.
Thank you, Pooja. Two more callers for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nisha, and I think the answer is T.
Thank you, Nisha. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is T.
Thank you, Madhav. Madhav was the last caller for question number 5. Don't get disappointed if you've been trying to call, because we still have 3 more questions, so you have an opportunity to do that. But now we are moving on to question number 6. Ooh, something happened to our board there. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. This is question number 6. Question number 6. You make this sign when you win. You make this sign when you win. 510-770-1550. You make this sign when you win. Question number 6. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Letter V.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Arin Sajetra, and the answer is letter V.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, my name is Sushan, the answer is V.
What's your name again?
Sushan. S-S-H-I-M.
Susham. Okay. Thank you. New caller, huh? Welcome to the show, Susham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Escuti Carola.
Mm-hmm. And your answer
is? The answer is W.
Thank you, Stuti. Istuti. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Turn down the radio and tell me your name. Hi. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is V.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, my name is...
Go ahead. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is V.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tanish, and I think the answer is V.
Is it Danish? Or Tanish?
Anish.
No. Sorry, again. What's your name again?
Tanish.
Spell it.
T-A-N-I-S-A.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Tanish. Let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anj, and the answer is E.
Thank you, Anj. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is V.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is V.
Thank you, Stuti. Last two callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aryan. The alphabet is V.
Is that Aryan?
Yes.
Very proud name. Wonderful. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anvi, and the answer is V.
Thank you, Anvi. Anvi was the last caller for question number 6. If you're still holding on, don't get disappointed. We have questions 7 and 8 coming after the break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya and producer Michael. Jeja Sawal Ki.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja Sawal Ki. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. You're listening to a listener special where it's all about our listeners because of whom we have the show. So we had finished questions number 5 and 6, and shortly we'll be moving on to questions 8 and 9. But I want to remind everybody of a new initiative we'd like to try, which is of featuring your performances during our breaks. Your performances. So that would be awesome to get an MP3 from you with featuring your performances. And even if you don't perform yourself, but you know of someone, a friend perhaps, who would like to be featured on the show, we would love to do that. All it needs, the conditions are as follows. It has to be a child's performance, so under 18 or under, and you have to send it in an MP3 format, and you have to send it to safariquizshow@gmail.com with your information on it. That is, what's your name, what's your age, and a little bit about the performance itself, like the name of the performance or something unusual. If it's you perform a very unusual instrument, we'd like to hear about that as well. Okay, so let's see now what happened with questions 5 and 6. Five was, I think, pretty easy. The kind of shirt you wear, everybody got it right. It's a T-shirt. And from all the correct answers, the winner is Satvik. All right, Satvik. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Be sure to mention you won question number 5 and write the name of the question and the answer as well. Question number 6, you make this sign when you win. Yes, it's a V for victory. And the winner of that question is Akansha. All right. Akansha, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer. And we're moving on to question 7 and 8. Not a lot of time as usual. We're always rushing in the last couple of minutes. So we're going to do just 10 answers quickly and move on. Question number 7, kind of vitamin you get from sunlight. Kind of vitamin you get from sunlight. And the call-in number 510-770-1550. 770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on
Hello?
The air. Yes, go ahead.
My name is Ugo. And I think the answer is vitamin D.
Vitamin what?
D.
For? D. What is it?
Dog.
Dog. Okay, and that's Kunj? Is that Kunj?
Yes.
All right, let's move on. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is vitamin D.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Akansha, and the answer is vitamin D.
What's your name again?
Anvi.
Yes, Anvi. Got it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suvina, and the answer is vitamin D.
Thank you, Suvina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is vitamin D.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air. Whoa, what is that?
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is vitamin D.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is vitamin D.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is D.
Thank you, Stuti. Two more callers for question number 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is vitamin D.
Thank you, Sabina. And last caller for question number 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is vitamin D.
All right. So we are now done with question number 7 and our last question for our show today. Chemical symbol for the element potassium. Chemical symbol for the element potassium. 510-770-1550. Yes, everybody quickly go and look it up. Chemical symbol for the element potassium. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Shruti, and the answer is vitamin D.
Sorry, Shruti, we've moved on to question number 8. Let's move on to the next caller and let's give the question again. Chemical symbol for the element potassium. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is K.
Rahul?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya.
Mm-hmm. And the answer is?
Vitamin D.
Oops, Shreya, you're answering question number 7. We're on to question number 8 now. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Vardhan. For potassium, it's K.
Thank you, Vardhan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is vitamin D.
Sorry, Ashna, that was question 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is vitamin D.
Tanisha, that was question number 7. Let's move on to question number 8. Chemical symbol for the element potassium. Do you know that one?
Hello?
Hi,
my name is Josh, and the answer is K.
Thank you, Josh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is K.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Bob, and I think the answer is K.
Thank you, Bob. Hi, you're on the air.
The answer is K.
And who's this?
My name is Pratiksha.
Pratiksha. Wow, lovely new names coming up. Thank you, Pratiksha. Hi, you're on
Hello?
The air. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is K.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja, and I think the answer is K.
Thank you, Pooja. Last two callers for our show today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is K.
Thank you, Yash. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anvi, and the answer is K.
Thank you, Anvi. So that is the last of our calls for today because we're done. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our 7th and 8th questions. Jeja,
Sawal Kiyeja.
Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. As usual, we are crunched for time, so I'm going to rush through our winners for questions number 7 and 8. 7 was vitamin you get from sunlight. The answer was vitamin D for dog. And the winner is Suvina. Suvina, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and mention the question and answer. Number 8 was chemical symbol for the element potassium. And unlike what your normal answer would be to say P, it's actually K. Everybody got it right. And from all the correct answers, our winner is Anvi. All right, Anvi. Your persistence paid off today, calling in for every single question. So write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I hope everybody enjoyed this alphabet section. I want to remind you once again, if you have a performance that you'd like to be featured on the show, send us an MP3 at safariquizshow@gmail.com. The theme tune of this show is actually composed by my son. And I know how proud I feel when I hear the tune play every time. And I'm sure your parents would be really proud too to have your piece featured. So do send it to us, an MP3 at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we will talk later once we've got your email. So that's it for our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by my son, Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.